Alfie, how you doing there? WB2YZX, WA2AXE, and the K2IRT group. Hey, how you doing on this windy, windy night out there?
What?
Because of the trouble last time.
Charlie, try it again. You're not making the repeater.
That was my last transmission. My question was, how do you top it? Because we seemed to have trouble last time.
What's
working? All right, whatever. We'll see what happens. So, yeah, it is kind of windy out there, but I hadn't even forgotten we had the day off yesterday. It was a nice surprise.
I just spent the picking yard yesterday. I tell you, it's so windy out, I hear the vertical antenna on my roof howling. And when it howls in the wind, it uses the house as a guitar amplifier box, and it just goes... Right. So, I'm going to slower this noise box down a little bit. But there's a lot of noise on 160 than I do to the storm. But let's kick it off and welcome everybody who's listening. This is the K2IRT, Kilo 2 India Romeo Tango, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. Get to meet here just about every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about anything from ham radio to whatever's thrown on the table. Again, you don't have to be a member of Transit to be part of our group. Just chime in, check in, and be part of the fun tonight. Again, my name is Lobi, Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu, WA2AXE. And I'll host tonight's little session here. So we'll get Charlie out there. Let's see if we have any other new check-ins from the K2IRT group. Come on in.
KF2WR.
Got an Andy out there, KF2WR. Do we have anybody else? All right, nothing heard. Let's give Andy a little heads up that Bill Hull is breaking loose at Prospect Zone on the IND right now. Apparently somebody decided to jump in front of a train, and fiber optics, fiber network went down in that neighborhood, so we couldn't turn off the power. So I gave the SO the call to the train master, pull the box, we get people in place, and find out what's going on. But that's going to be an interesting read in tomorrow's morning report. So what's up with you, Andy? KF2WR, this is the K2IRT group.
WA2AXE, and the group, KF2WR, Andy Woodbridge, New Jersey. Hey, Charlie, how are you? Always a pleasure. Bob, I'm sorry to hear that news. In fact, every time I hear something like that, I know the sinking feeling that system operator have when they stop pressing buttons and nothing's working, man. I know that sinking feeling. There's no worse feeling in the pit of your belly than something like that when you need power off and you're just helpless up there. So, yeah, it'll make for an interesting read tomorrow. If anything I can do, please don't hesitate to let me know. And with that, yeah, wind is blowing up out here in New Jersey. Gotta go outside later and secure all the lawn furniture, I think. I'm gonna go online and see if I can find a weather map here. KF2WR, back to net control.
All right, KF2WR and the K2IRT group, WA2AXE. Yeah, Jimmy was watching the weather channel on his computer most of the day, and it was hitting Virginia and the Carolinas with a vengeance down there. And it's slow. It's a very slow-moving storm, so we're going to be stuck at the minimum with rain and a little bit of wind for the next day or two. Hey, listen, I wasn't planning on crawling on any roofs anyhow. All right, Andy, yeah, I know what you mean. It gives you great pleasure when you press the button and nothing happens. And you sit back and you try to think of just about everything and every cause. And then the PM calls up and then all hell breaks loose. And so it's going to be interesting for Frank Landy tomorrow. But that's what we do. We do it 99 times out of 100 it works. It's just that 1% that drives us a little mad there. Let's give it back up to Charlie. WB2YZX in the K2IRT group.
All right, very good. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. And Wally was down to see me today for a while. And he's all raring to go for June. You would think it was next week. But whatever. That's good that we have highly motivated members anyway. And other than that, I haven't seen Ken or Lenny or any of the other guys. I'm over Broadway most of the time. I'm supposed to be back and forth between there and J Street. I just haven't had a chance to get over to J Street, but whatever. So I have two offices now. Got a corner office over J Street. Of course, it's supposed to be an abandoned building anyway, so pretty much just take over what I want. So back to you, Logan.
Hi, Charlie. W2YZX and the K2YRT group. That's always nice to have you. I walked in the house and I found the December QSP, and it looks like we're on page 73. And we're second from the top on 3A commercial. That's pretty good. Pretty good. What the heck is 3A commercial?
That means we're using Con Edison electricity as opposed to a generator.
Oh, okay. Apparently, the group K2RF, nice to be number two. The other thing, too, in this month's QST in the silent E column, we'll report that one of our dear friends is for many, many years on 40 years. WP8KPQ, Bruce Reefer, passed away last month. Again, our heartfelt condolences to his family, Char, and the rest of the family. That's what's going on. Just looking at the QST, and it's got all sorts of interesting things, you know, little projects along the way. Had to match a 43-foot vertical. It's bad enough I have a 26-foot vertical on the roof with the Hustler. I can imagine this thing with a 43-footer. Probably attract every speck of lightning in the neighborhood. All right, let's give it up to Andy now, or before we do, again, this is the K2IRT New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, and anyone can check in at any time, so we'll just pause for a moment and see if anyone else wants to join us. Andy, Charlie, this is why I keep telling the gang at all of our meetings, they have to get up off their dust, get a 2-meter or a 450 and join in, because the guys can't just have a BS session once a month and hope to be up to date. Hey, F2WR, got the K2RT group.
No truer words are spoken, Bob, no truer words. So, I read the little bit there about your machine. And the success it looks like you've had with that. Can you, did you take any video? And if you did, can you send them around?
Okay, the files are too big, 300, 400 meg. But when you come up to 53rd, I have one of the segments loaded up on the big computer on the SO floor. And I'll show the other ones when we have our face-to-face little meeting next month. Yeah, I was very, very happy. I got this thing going with the copper brushes that I made, and it was just amazing. Outside of Picton Yard, what they're doing is they're rebuilding all the water mains and the fire hydrants. So all during the morning, all I heard was jackhammers and trucks and you name it. It was outside Picton Yard. And during the
time, I decided to do a test run with the copper leaf brushes, and we fired the thing up. And I said, it's too quiet. Something's wrong. So I waited till 12 noon, and I did another test run. And you can't hear this thing run.
This is a machine that was made anywhere between 1879 and maybe 1885. And this thing was running at full speed. I set up the voltage for the armature. And this thing was perfectly happy spinning at its full speed. And one of the guys from the repair section came over. Is this thing running? And you couldn't believe it, how quiet the little beast was. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the video of that. So what's his long-term plan with that thing? You got a nice museum to house that thing in?
Well, Steve, WTSBR called me up today. Anyway, Steve had himself a nice case of the flu for the past few days. He was really a wreck. He had his first day back at 207th Street today. I told him, we'll just take it easy for a little bit. We're going to start making arrangements with the car equipment people, and Steve is going to see if we can get a flatbed train into the museum. And they usually do this at night, so we'll probably have to go to Picking Yard, load up a flat, just leave it there until nighttime, and then Steve and I and whoever else wants to volunteer will drive it into the museum and do a swap. What we'll do is it's going to be rolled onto the flat, and we'll bring the flat into the museum, and then we'll just roll it onto the lower platform, the train platform. And I think I'll give it a home by the control tower, the signal tower at the south end of the platform. Unless Charlie from the museum has other ideas, at least we'll get it on the platform. We'll put it on big rollers because... check my book. Anywhere between 4,600 and 5,200 pounds.
Yeah, we got columns down there too, in case we got to wrap a width around. It's very accessible with that.
Yeah, look, that sounds like a great night out, Bobby. It certainly does.
Well, it'll be good to get another piece of power equipment into the museum. The guys at Picking Yard yesterday were so hopped up over, finishing this one and getting the big one inside, I had to slow them down a little bit. So, right now, they're putting in all brand spanking new lathe and milling equipment, all computerized stuff. This is the stuff you see on Orange County choppers when they make the wheels on a computer. And they do the water jets and the milling and whatever else. So it's going to be an interesting shop up there once they get all that stuff running. But they had to move the original lathes that were put in 1935, and they stuck those down into the truck bay. As soon as those get out of the way, then I'll bring the monster in. By the way, if anyone's looking for a lathe, there's a really big one that's looking for a home down at Picking Yard if you give Oscar Cover a call.
How movable is it? Won't it be worth my repair guys grabbing that?
No problem. Give Oscar a call. They're trying to give it a home. They don't want to scrap it because everything works on it. They've got all the bits and fittings and whatever. So, If we can give it another home somewhere, it's got a long, long life. They don't make those like that anymore. What they'll probably do is it can be picked up with our train truck. So if we move it to a location, even up to substation 44, again, once the thing is set up, we'll have a second machine shop to play around with.
I'm tired of spending money at machine shops to get things done, cutting shafts and keyways and whatnot. I'll give him a call tomorrow. I'll take it off his hands. And
we can learn on it. That's not a big deal. I'll take that right off his hands.
Thanks for the heads up on that.
All right. With that, let's just see if anyone else wants to check in. This is the K2IRT Radio Club. Anybody's welcome.
Charlie now. WB2YZX in the Windy City.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, and there was something I was going to comment on, and I forgot all about it. Hopefully it'll come back to me. I'm doing about five things at once here, trying to clean up some of the shack because it's really, I took the air conditioner out of the window a month ago, and it's still sitting in the middle of the floor here, along with a lot of the fuel day stuff that I still haven't bothered to unpack. But, you know, that's how I am. I'm a slob, I admit it, and that's okay. Folks be okay with me. And I got a nasty note from New York State Income Tax saying I owed him $400 and some odd, which I kind of figured I was going to get because the federal already got me. And ironically, the guy that did my taxes is a guy that worked for H&R Block, retired from the TA. What can I tell you? Back to you, Robin.
Yeah, you got the long arm of the tax man. Well, I tell you, you know, I've been doing battle with the New York City people for 2 years now since Mom passed away. And they still have not straightened out the house taxes. And I even wrote seven on your side, and I haven't gotten a reply yet. But you're talking to the only person here in New York that wants to pay more taxes. I definitely want to pay more taxes. Because the longer I wait, I can imagine the biggest tax bill that I'm going to get when they finally hit me. They still have grandma's deductions in there, the veterans benefit, the senior citizens. There's a whole lineup of benefits that she was getting. And she got a very decent tax reduction on the house. Me, I just got myself here, and I'm going to pay the full tax. And I'm looking at it now, and I think I owe $2,000 from the year before, $2,000 from this year. And I can only imagine what it's going to be next year when I get the bill. And no matter how many phone calls, no matter how many letters, no matter how many certified return receipts go back and forth, you're fighting with, well, you know what we're fighting with, civil service. Can never win. Back to you, Charlie. This is the K2IRD Group.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I've always had problems with the IRS. Probably the worst one was a couple of years ago when I bought TurboTax or one of those things. I figured I'd do it myself, you know. And I did it five times. I got five different calculations. So I used the one that was most advantageous to me, and they sent me back a letter saying, what, are you kidding or what? So I planned to have someone do it, and even at that, he screws it up too. So, you know, you can't win.
Sounds like you got a check-in in there. Come on in. Do you have anybody else checking in? Yeah, I know, Charlie. I worry about all these computerized programming taxes and the like. I tried a couple of them. Even though I go to a regular CPA every time, and I've been going to this guy now for about 20 years, and so far, knock on plastic, haven't had too many problems, so we'll have to see what happens. It's going to be interesting this year. It's going to be pretty good this year. Next year, we'll have to do a little finagling with the bulk payout and all the other nonsense when I retire. But everything will stabilize. And then I just go on the food wagon. So, I don't know. Just looking around here now. I went to a Pernikin store. This is a store that sells all the computer tables and furniture you slap together and you make long tables on it. And I was looking at this L-shaped computer desk, 65 inches in each direction, take up an entire corner of the shack. I was really thinking of getting one or the other so I can consolidate all the radio equipment. When I finally shut down 53rd Street for myself, I've got to bring all the stuff back to Brooklyn. And I
going to have to give it a home somewhere. Like the little computer table is already stacked with what I need. 718 is staring at me on top of the dressing table. I've got nowhere else to put it, so, again, this is K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio, meeting here every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock, unless we do a face-to-face at the beginning of the month. We'll just look for some more check-ins, and we'll just keep chatting for a bit until we get back. We're looking for check-ins, WA2AXE for the K2IRT. Rest of the guys are either batting down the hatches or if there's anything good on TV. I don't know if there's a football game or you're watching American Idol or whatever the case may be. All right, Andy. I was with Jimmy today and we're talking and it looks like when they went to put Jamaica Yard on, the 52 self-destructed. It ate itself up alive.
Yeah, it looks like there was a limit switch problem. And the breaker next to it is not the same. It's the same manufacturer, but it's not the same vintage. So, you know, it's not as easy as pulling one out and swapping them. So, I think they're still out there now working on it, if I'm not mistaken. You know, it's a big rush to put this back. Remember, it did take 3 months, though, to get a water sample out of the manhole.
Just as long to get the results back. Well, this is our problem for years. That we don't have any real American manufacturers making this stuff anymore. So they buy one piece from one manufacturer, they blink an eye and they change the specs and they change it again. It's sad because we don't have GE and Westinghouse to rely on anymore. And that seems to be more and more of a problem throughout the system. Well, if they're hell-bent on getting anything back at Jamaica Yard, maybe we can force them to spend a couple of grand and we'll ship it over for an emergency fix over at Diversified. Paul Wasik will go there tomorrow and try to beat it with the stick and get it together. He's not going to hold up too much hope for it because he's seen these things self-destruct before and like having a big wind-up clock that just lets go and the parts go flying. About. I've been running ragged the past couple of days, and I see a bunch of emails from Wally aside from field day. Charlie, Wally wants to go back out to four channels this weekend, next weekend, or what does he want to do?
He wants to have either a hands-on meeting or go to four channel and plan things out, or both. Now, I think, you know, well, what do we expect to do out at Broad Channel? I mean, first of all, it's cold and nasty. You know, what can we possibly do out there, really? I mean, apparently he wants to start planting antennas and things of that sort. I think it's a bit premature for that.
K2IRT group. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out there this weekend. I'll take all the measurements in the backyard, the front yard, and to that beautiful tree in the back and the front there, and just check distances. And when we have our little party in December, we'll get together and see what we're going to do and put it on the map. And between whatever we're eating and talking about, we'll come to a decision. But I'm trying to keep all these exotic things in the background somewhere. Give us a few basic antennas and we'll get on the air and we'll have just as good a luck.
same place as last year.
Yeah, you guys walk around the corner. I'm more than happy to go there. That was a nice place.
The food was good. It was reasonable.
Yeah, well, we'll get the emails after a while. We'll pick the day we're going to do this. Unless he picked it already, the first week of December. And this way we'll be away from everybody else's Christmas parties and the like, and just have a nice sit down and a get together.
Yeah, works for me, works for me.
Into more than one party in that place, and they really do it good. How many retirement lunches have we had there, Bob?
More than you can think. The civil service thing happened. You know, the Renaissance is a pretty good place around the corner there, so. And they even have that whole area in the back behind where we usually just sit and eat, so. You never know. If it really gets crowded, we'll take up that little corner, too. What did we have last year? We had about 12, 15 people on the long table.
It was very good, cutting the bill up. Is, you know, everybody just order something, order a meal, and at the end we just divide the bill up.
It works out well.
That'll work good. Well, as they said, we'll throw the dimensions out on the table. We'll talk while we're there. And, we'll eat and get something done. And then we'll pass out the tumbler later. All I know is that this month is going to be a little interesting. Let's see. December 10th, we have our little retirement thing with Jimmy, me, and Mike. The 11th, we have the Christmas party for the old-timers. So I'm going to stop eating now just so I can get ready for the next set.
I'm going to make the old-timers Christmas party. That sounds like a lot of fun.
1-14-8. We have a good one. Charlie, the door's open. If you want to come and join us, you know, we'll send you the flyer for the Christmas thing there, if you and the gang want to be part of it.
I will party anytime, anywhere, for any reason.
I like that attitude.
Right about again, this is K2IRD. For ID. All right. I hope we'll have a good time. We're going to get a little laid back with this year. We're going to go forward. Oh, forgive me for yawning. The days are getting longer and longer here. You know, I over the weekend I try to fool myself into sleeping late, because I'm always up before 5 o'clock in the morning. No matter how much I try, I open up that one eye and I look at the clock and I still see about 3:30, 4 o'clock. We'll try. I think after January it's going to be a slow progression, just trying to get out of that. Get your behind out of bed before the practice. All right. Let's see what else do we have. I don't have very much of anything else. Matter of fact, I had 160 on before. And there's just a lot of noise. Matter of fact, they were all in the background, and I can't even hear them, so I'm not even going to bother going on. Press that button. Machine will self-destruct. I think I'm going to do something I haven't done in a long time. Sit back, get a Guinness, turn on the TV, and see what mindless dribble is on. KF2WR, this is the K2IRD.
You know, Bobby, sounds like a plan, Sam's the Guinness. I think I'm going to go upstairs and see what the YL is doing. I think she made some custard pie. I'm going to go grab myself a slice. So let me just make this my final. Custard pie and a cup of coffee. I think we're going to go there. Charlie, it's been a pleasure. Always has, always will be. And Bob, I'll just make this my final. And maybe I should get to bed early tonight. That might be a plan also. With that, fellas, I'll catch up with you later. And tomorrow should prove to be an interesting day, Bobby.
Certainly will.
KF2WR, I'll be listening out.
Tomorrow I'm going to be taking a quick ride up the Geisler 207 Street. I've got to do a couple of things. I'm going to go to the signal shop and pick up a case of that super bright white paper. Signal for a long time picked up a big pallet, a couple of mini sheets of this copy paper. It's heavy copy paper, bright white. And I'm saying, you know, this stuff could also be substituted for certificate paper, so I'll pick up a case, bring it down to SO, and squirrel away if you read it here. But definitely, if you guys want any of that stuff, it's going to be interesting. I've never seen paper come out, and it just hurts your eyes and so white. Got that. I'm going to stop off and pick up the Nextel from one of the forms that we had. And then I was thinking of putting on the blinders and walking into Geisler and trying to avoid rate measures. So we'll see what happens. Andy, best regards to the XYL. Don't tempt me with the custard pie, but go and enjoy. We'll finish with the KF2WR, and we'll go back to Charlie WD2YZX. No custard pies over there, huh?
K2MI, K2MI, this is Antonio.
I get it. Oh, that was the Charlie. Over to you, WB2YZX. Okay, very good. Don't know custard pie on this end, but it does sound kind of nice. See something on TV last night, this Nostradamus effect or whatever, and supposedly, I'm sure you've all heard this, December 21st, 2012, is going to be the end of the world. So I'm wondering, should I even bother go to work tomorrow, or cash in my 401k, and just party for 3 more years? I don't, if somebody could give me a confirmation on it, it would make my whole life a lot easier. But I guess we don't, we're not supposed to know when the end of the world is coming, but it would be nice to know so we can plan accordingly. So on that lovely note, I'll just say to the street, everybody, and hopefully it won't be my last. So, good night, all. Bye.
Hey,
Charlie,
that's a good one, Charlie. That's a good one. Wow.
The newspapers had an article the other day on that, and there's always, every couple of years, another end-of-the-world scenario coming out of the woodwork, and don't go too crazy cashing in your 401 yet, because if December 21st, 2012 doesn't get you, the next prediction for the destruction of the Earth is 2089, so just put that on your calendar. You know, don't worry about 2012, because when you wake up on the 22nd and the sun is still shining, that's the next one that you have to worry about, 2089. All right, Charlie, with that, I want to thank both of you guys for coming by, and we'll send a nice letter to the rest of the gang. I think what we'll have to do is buy them radios for Christmas. And put a clock on them. Hey, gee, it's 8 o'clock. It's time to come out to KU2IRT. Anything else, Charlie, before we let it go?
I'm talking about the end of the world yet. I mean, this is 3 years away, but I'm thinking of all the paranoia they had around Y2K. I mean, this is going to be 10 times worse. It's going to be fascinating to see the reaction to people when they start talking. It's even more. It really should be something.
Well, I'll be out 24 at Gateway National Park with my 40-meter rig, and I'll be there on the chew of the night watch, whatever time they expect to go, and I'll wait for the wave to come over, and I'll wave goodbye. You know, this sounds good on the theatrical end there. Yeah, we'll find out. That's it, Charlie. You have a good one. And again, to everybody who listened in, K2IRT here, meetings here every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock. And if you're looking for information about K2IRT, check out the QRZ website or K2IRT.org. And you'll find a little information there about the group. That's it. I don't know if anyone else wants to join us. I'll just pause for a second and then go QRT. This is K2IRT. Guys, have a great night. And to everybody else at this time, and we'll be back again next week. Same time, same frequency, the K2IRT group. Nighty night all.